Somewhere in my heart, we'll never be apart. Every time I try, you were by.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Conscious Fitness Divine Body. A little delay here tonight, but don't worry, we are back on time, and we're going to be in for 55 minutes with a lot of things tonight to talk about. So welcome back tonight again for our third meditation, guided meditation of our series. We are going to have Caroline back with us. Caroline was our first guide for the first meditation we had on this series, and it was so wonderful, and she's so good at it that we asked her to come back again and do a guided meditation about how to get back to close to our inner voice. And she's going to explain to us a little bit about what this is all about. But before everything, I wanted to really reinstall a little bit the mission that Conscious Fitness and Divine Body is about. And even before that, I wanted to really thank the entire team of BBS Radio who allowed, you know, all of us with a vision to be able to share this vision throughout the world and have this universal understanding with others, and sharing that to me is a beautiful way to fulfill a mission. So among the names that are more familiar to me are Seth and Donald, that I really have the familiarity with. So thank you so much for both of you to be so close to us and to me, and of course the entire team that is behind, because I know it's not just a two-man work, even though they are good at it. So thank you for that. And then one more time to reinstall this, the mission of my show. My show to you is really was created out of a willingness and a profound willing and power to provide a holistic resources space to expand spiritual awareness through the experience of physical fitness, physical body, and it's also to allow this body mind spirit connection to deepen by understanding the divine linkage that we actually are linked with our physical body. And for that, I am allowing to present renowned worldwide speakers and presenters with their divine vision about that linkage and that divinity that we all are, and we all are inside us. And then it's always also to offer guidance to support one's spiritual journey into this physical realm. So I thought it was important to reinstall that and re-give that to you people, because great listener that you are, I think it's time for you to get actually on the radio and share with you your thought and your own vision. And please, if Conscious Fitness and Divine Body allows you to do it, then do so. This is a portal for you too, and then I will be more than happy to receive your call and share your questions about it and your comments, your vision that you have about it, and help you in any way that I can. So now that that is put back on, we are getting back to our tonight show with this guided meditation about inner voice. So, Caroline, you are with us tonight.
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone.
Good back to see you. I mean, good to see you again with us.
Thanks.
And I'm so happy that you're taking so much of your time to share with us. I know you've been busy today, and you're a busy woman with all the stuff that you do, and we're gonna know more about what you're doing. But so tell us a little bit about this guided meditation we are going through tonight.
Okay, tonight we are going to experience inner voice, and we started out with a meditation, with a guided meditation that was truly about, it was kind of like a starter meditation where we were fully relaxing the body so that the mind could become still. And so we started with inner peace, and that's what we did 2 weeks ago. So tonight mm-hmm. is about coming into the stillness so that you, the audience, you can access and hear your inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about your inner voice, we think about the voice of our higher self, the voice of our spirit. So mm-hmm. inner voice takes you on a journey to cultivate the listening of that voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what the meditation is about tonight. And this meditation, there's two versions of this meditation. There's a short version, which is what we're going to do tonight, and then there's an extended version.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those versions are on the Inner Voice CD.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to start off sometimes with a shorter meditation,
mm-hmm.
Because that way you are just getting a feel for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I know that you really like the shorter version of the
yes.
meditation.
Yes,
and
I was.
So yeah. Inner Voice is truly about, as I said before, accessing and really cultivating your inner voice, because it's only in the silence.
Mm-hmm.
And in the stillness mm-hmm. that we are able to hear that voice, and that voice is truly the voice of our spirit.
Mm-hmm. And it really is interesting because, as you mentioned, I really like that sort of version. When I received the CD, I did both, and granted, it is probably as well because I was ready for it, and I was really open to it, and I was really open to receive whatever was. I think it is a timeline as well that was happening to me. But it really took me, I don't know if it's the pressure of knowing, oh my God, I only have 20 minutes to get into it instead of 30.
Mm.
And maybe it was for me. But no matter what the reason is, and I'm sure a lot of people will like the 30 minutes as well. But for me,
mm-hmm.
the 20 minutes really not only got me into that space that we worked on last time, like 2 weeks ago with you, in terms of physical relaxation. Like I felt really my body, I didn't actually feel my body anymore, like quickly, very quickly in that meditation. And then after, because it kind of left it open, I was able to stay in it and open up to something else. And a lot of things, a lot of connection happened for me after with guidance and visions and feeling, emotions, thoughts that actually led into like creation, like physical creation, into really bringing this energy, creative energy, into matter after. So it was really a fantastic experience to me, and really I'm so glad that we are able to share it with our listeners, because I can only hope that everyone is going to have as much fun and even more than I have. But
that's a wonderful, wonderful experience that you had, and I just want to say that everyone will have their own experience.
Yes.
And for some people, the cultivation of hearing your inner voice comes from repetition
mm-hmm.
of guided meditation. So.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say to your wonderful viewing audience that some of you will have a deeper experience than other people, and it's really okay that whatever you experience is perfect,
mm-hmm.
and just be open to whatever it is
mm-hmm.
that you do experience.
Mm-hmm. And that's very important to say again, because granted, I have been through a lot of meditative experience before. So I think it really is a question of being open to it and open to receive whatever comes. And it is as well a question of being curious and being enthusiastic, you know, about what is going to come. And instead of expecting something and then it turns out that this is not what it is, or... I think it is really this openness that makes it fantastic.
Yes, and one of the things I did want to mention is that sometimes it's a really nice idea to just set an open, kind of an open-minded intention
mm-hmm.
about what it is that you wish to experience when you're mm-hmm. listening to guided meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And really do have it be open-ended so
yes.
that whatever comes, comes. And I also, if I may, wanted to mention that one of the main reasons that I feel that I have been led to do guided meditation is because I have a vision of truly bringing peace and relaxation and inner awareness, you know, to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I did want to share that vision of mine.
And I think you really found your niche and what you're good at, because this is one thing you're good at probably, but this is really good. This is really, really good.
Thank you.
Yes. So you know, we are going to go in about probably like a couple of minutes. I'm just gonna say something to our friend in Canada as well. We have people from Quebec tonight who are listening to us. It's Mark and Helene. And Mark and Helene, who I talked to last week, told me that they were going to listen very very openly to this show tonight. So Mark and Helene, this show is for you too. And we're going to have Mark and Helene soon on our show too. And we'll know you'll know more about it later. But so first, this is whenever you're ready to put the fire on. And listener, get ready, get prepared. Enjoy this moment. It's going to be 20 minutes of pure bliss.
Welcome to Inner Voice. This is Carol Ann. Let us begin by taking 3 deep breaths. As you sit back or lie down, close your eyes and become very comfortable in your space. Breathe in, relaxation, and breathe out, relaxation. Breathe in, relaxation, and breathe out, relaxation. Breathe in, relaxation, as you bring your awareness into this present moment. In this moment, I am going to take you to another place, a quiet place, a peaceful place. In the silence, there is a sacred place, a sacred meeting place. Spirit is there. Peace is there. Love is there. And now, you are there. As you listen to the music, feel yourself drift into the silence, into this place of peace. Drift even more deeply into the silence, you will notice from this moment on, with every breath you take and every sound I make, you are drifting deeper and deeper into that place of peace, into that place of relaxation, into that place of stillness. Feel yourself drifting deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper with every breath you take. Feel your body becoming deeply relaxed. Your mind is at peace. Breathing and drifting, breathing and drifting, breathing and drifting. Feel yourself beginning to relax on all levels of your being. And as you relax even more deeply now, take a moment to bring your awareness down into the earth. Begin to feel the energy, the life force, the nourishment that is so generously available to each and every one of us from the earth, from our mother. And just allow yourself to focus all of your attention there now. Feel yourself breathing in the life force. Feel yourself connecting deeply with the earth and all of life. And now let us begin to focus our awareness and intention on breathing that life force up the body, up into the feet, up into the legs, up into your root chakra, the first chakra, which is located at the base of your spine. For the next few moments, at your own pace, feel yourself drift into the silence even more deeply as you breathe the life force of the earth into all 7 energy centers in your body, beginning at the root. Focus your attention and intention on breathing life, breathing energy into your root chakra. And at your own pace, allow yourself to breathe the life force up into the second chakra, your sacral chakra, breathing deeply and fully, feeling your body relax, feeling your body come alive. And at your own pace, breathe the life force of the earth up into your solar plexus, your third chakra. Feel yourself becoming more at peace, more relaxed, and more energized all at the same time. It is as if a quiet energy is flowing through you, a natural energy. The life force of the earth is a natural flowing energy. Feel it moving through you. And at your own pace, breathe that energy. Breathe that life force up into your heart space, your fourth chakra. Feel your heart expand. reveal yourself deeply at peace, deeply relaxed, and fully present. Breathe the life force up into your fifth chakra, the front of your throat. Allow that energy to move into your throat. You may even see a line of energy as your energy centers flow and your energy expands. Feel yourself connected with the earth and connected deeply with yourself. And at your own pace, breathe the life force up into your sixth chakra, your third eye, right between your eyebrows. Feel yourself connecting with your inner vision. Feel that inner vision becoming stronger. You are deeply relaxed, deeply at peace, yet fully present. And at your own pace, breathe that life force up into your crown. And as you breathe that life force up into your crown, take a moment and imagine a pouring in of white light coming down from the highest point in the universe into your crown. Feel this white light cascading around you like a fountain of peace and serenity. Feel this fountain of peace and serenity flowing down from the top of your head to the bottoms of your feet. It is as if you are enveloped completely by a loving, peaceful presence of light. In the quiet of your soul, in the stillness, you hear a voice call, the voice of your spirit, your higher self. Take a few moments to breathe deeply and listen. Listen for your inner voice. See with your inner vision. Feel your heart expand and open as you connect with your spirit. Connected to the earth. You are present in this moment, in the stillness, hear your inner voice. Feel your inner connection becoming even more deeply now. Feel your spirit in harmony with everyone in this room. Feel the sensation of oneness. You are connected. We are connected. We are all one. Take a few moments to be in this sacred place of oneness. And now we are going to come back from this journey. Slowly allowing yourself to return. Feeling the sensation of the chair you are sitting on. Feeling your feet gently resting on the floor. once again feeling your connection to the earth. Slowly and gently bringing your awareness back into this room, into this moment. At your own pace, allowing your eyes to open. As you fully come back into this present moment. In this present moment, you are at peace. Feel yourself. Feel yourself at one with all that is. Be at peace.
Okay, so everyone actually is back with us, which is hard to get out of it because it felt so good. But, when you are totally back in the room with us and ready to share your experience, don't forget that you always have the possibility to do so by calling us, and there's a toll-free number. That is 1-877-876-5227. And if you want to call from Canada, for our friends up there, this is 1-888-815-9756. And there's a direct line also that you can find on the bbsradio.com website. And don't forget that you can also email me at something on the webpage. And Please come and share with us your great time and your meditation that you've just had. And if you don't do it now with the show, don't forget that you can always do it after later, and we can always get back to you. So, Caroline, thank you so much again for sharing this beautiful moment with us. And there's more than that that you do. You do obviously some guided meditation, and you're really good at it. But I wanted to a little bit introduce another part of you that you're doing that is very interesting, and that I think it's worth putting out there. This is what you call emotional and energetic clearing. So can you tell us a little bit more about it, and what is it about, and how can it help our listener?
Okay, thank you. I will. Guided emotional clearing and energetic clearing is a way to access suppressed energy, thoughts, or emotions and release them or change them so that you can create positive movement and experience in your life. And like hypnosis, the two kind of go hand in hand. I did want to talk a little bit about hypnosis first, if that's okay. Hypnosis is a way of changing patterns. It's a way of creating new thoughts. It's a way of creating new lifestyle. Even it's a way of creating a new body. Hypnosis is direct suggestion therapy. And I did want to share with the viewers, with your listening audience, that they can, on their own, learn to guide themselves into a state of relaxation, which is what hypnosis is. Mm-hmm. It's a very deep state of relaxation. So that's something that they can practice.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways to practice that is to say repetitive thoughts to yourself, such as I close my eyes, I go into a wonderful deep state of relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
As I close my eyes, I go into a wonderful deep state of relaxation. And I become more and more relaxed with every breath. And if they choose to do something like that on a regular basis, it will create a foundation of relaxation in their lives. So
mm-hmm.
I did want to share that because I think it's really important for us to share our tools.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that everyone can benefit from learning how to relax.
Mm-hmm.
More.
Definitely.
And so I did want to share that. And also, it's in guided relaxation is also about using your imagination. So
mm-hmm.
I wanted to mention that if your imagination is open and you can imagine anything, then you can pretty much experience anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I did want to share that, and hypnosis is a very, very valuable self-healing and self-help therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to share that so that everyone could kind of use that on their own, you know,
mm-hmm.
in their daily lives.
Definitely.
Now, the guided emotional clearing and energetic clearing is something that I facilitate one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
and it's truly about, as I said before, accessing old thoughts or old patterns and finding a way to release them.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about finding a way to experience them. So let's say that there's a pattern in your life that you have and you just recognize that you just keep repeating the same pattern over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that you're repeating that pattern is because there is an energetic component that is formed that causes that. So, and it's attached to your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So only by kind of changing that
mm-hmm.
can you change the pattern. And a lot of us, you know, maybe we want greater health or maybe we want to experience more love or more peace, or maybe we're looking to create a certain type of business or a certain type of lifestyle, and there may be things in the way of that. And by
mm-hmm.
doing guided energetic and emotional clearing, it promotes wonderful and positive change.
Mm-hmm. So, like, you need one session to do that? You need, like, a series of sessions to do that? Is it possible to do it on the phone?
It's possible to do it on the phone. I do
mm-hmm.
work by phone, and mm-hmm. it really depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the issue. You can make a change in one session, or
mm-hmm.
if it's a very, what we call it, a deep issue, there may be layers to clear.
Mm-hmm.
Just like anything else. I mean, I think that we are constantly peeling the onion,
yeah,
so to
that's
speak,
a good
on
analogy.
The journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very valuable to work with the energetic and emotional component at the same time
mm-hmm.
because you really are creating lasting change.
Yeah.
And so just to give you an example, let's say that there was a part of you that, let's just say you wanted to be more successful.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done your marketing and you've gotten your schooling and you've put it out there and it's not quite happening. So when we look at the energetics and the emotions, maybe there is a feeling of unworthiness that's causing that to not be able to manifest. So we work with that, and we make a change there so that whatever it is that you want to create an experience, you can.
Okay. And that is very powerful because it does, you know, re-empower us to with the knowingness and the knowledge that this is not luck, this is not, you know, coincidence in terms of, oh, that's I was lucky on that one and I was not lucky on that one. There is really a creative power that is working in co-creative mode to actually bring whatever we actually really wish and desire in our life, as long as, and that will be happening if it aligns with the level of worthiness and the level of deservedness that we believe we ought to receive.
Yes, and also, since you did bring up the word alignment, alignment is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
People have a misconception about alignment, and I do want to share this because it really can make such a huge change. People sometimes make lists of what they want, or they keep asking for what they want, and unless you are truly in alignment energetically with that will not manifest. So if there is something in the way of you experiencing that, you could spend years setting an intention to experience greater health, and yet if there's a part of you that doesn't truly want to experience that, then you won't. And it's only when we get into the deeper layers of self and of soul that we really uncover those.
Very interesting.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, and I've been doing guided emotional clearing in different forms for about 13 years. And it is just fascinating how we experience life and how different we experience life when we become more aware or when we let go of certain things or we allow new things to come in.
Very interesting.
And the connection of the mind, body, and spirit is like a circle.
Yes.
So it's not about one, it's about all. It's almost like the Trinity.
Yes.
You know, it's everything is in threes. And it's just completely fascinating how we can become in alignment when we are working physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It's just fascinating. It's fascinating.
Yes.
And it's so much fun.
It is.
When we have that awareness.
Yes. And you know, it like you were saying that those concepts, and then that bumped back in my mind this experience that I had early on when I started to meditate. And, you know, we were talking about alignment and, you know, the show is really about this body, mind, spirit, you know, synergy and how it all works together, you know, all the time. And I remember a specific meditation where, I don't have probably the vocabulary or even the understanding completely to explain truly the phenomenon. But what happened is that I was not aligned, obviously energetically, in something when I was trying to relax. And I could feel systematically my neck going on my right side. Like I could feel that my body didn't want to align, and Gay was giving me a clue on where I needed to work on, because the head did not want. I mean, I was letting the body be really a tool to feeding me back in terms of what do I have to do, where do I have to work, and my body actually gave me information on where the energetic blockage was. And it was such a unbelievable experience to realize that through my own body was really my messenger. Like my higher self was sending me clues, obviously, on telling me, okay, here it is, it doesn't work. And so I truly believe that what you're doing is really important in terms of manifesting and creating a physical environment that is the one that you wish to, if you clear the energetic pattern that is tied to it.
Yes.
And I think,
And yes, absolutely. And the thing is that our bodies are constantly in communication with us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's when you have a pain in your knee, or if you have a pain in your head,
yes,
there's a part of you that's trying to get your attention.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, definitely. So that's wonderful that you had that experience.
And yeah, go on.
I think for you, you are very much in tune, so mm-hmm. it comes easily for you.
Yes.
Which is such a blessing, really.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is a way as well, like, you know, I was not always like that, but I think that what happened is early on as well, when I woke up to all those concepts of that synergy and osmosis between the physical part and the more spiritual part, the energetic part, I remember having this constant, 3 years in a row, I had that, my right ankle that I sprung, and I finally went to see someone who was more in a holistic way, like with a more holistic approach to the body, and told me, she says, you know, it's been happening 3 years in a row at the same time. And she told me, she said, you need to give up on something that you obviously holding on to, and as long as you will carry that energy with you, it's going to be reminding you that it's where you have to work on. And
yeah.
we finally, with this holistic doctor, it was back in France at that time, and we came out to realize that the reason why, the reason that I was holding was that I was, long story short, putting myself as a too much weight on my father's death, and it was my fault. And that the right ankle, she was telling me, vibrated with the father figure. And it was such like an amazing awakening, because when she said that, it actually sunk in right away. It may not have been, you know, the universal or ultimate truth, but somehow it actually vibrated so much deep within me that that's what it was. And she gave me some herbal medication and a mantra to say. And I said it for 3 weeks and did this herbal medication for 3 weeks. And it was gone. Never sprained my ankle again.
That's wonderful.
And that was the beginning of, oh my God, there is something bigger, greater, wider, whatever you want to call that, that is holding on to, that is holding everything together. And we are just like, this physicality is really only, I would say, it's part of it, but it's really the result of it. And so whatever we can see with our eyes in this physicality comes from something deeper, and we just have to kind of get back to the source to realize what is going on in our life, and like you were saying, you know, change it, improve it, enhance it, and make it, you know, more aligned with what really we are here for.
Yes, and also it's about truly enjoying your time here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's if you can enhance your happiness, if you can create more joy,
mm-hmm.
if you can experience more love, that's
mm-hmm.
what we're here for. And then we share that.
Yes.
And we share all of our experiences as we go on. And that's the beauty of it. The beauty of it is that we are all one, and we are
yes.
all here together.
Yes, we are. We are.
And we're all here to support each other on this journey.
Definitely. It's just a great message to end our show tonight, because this is really the entire reason why the show exists and the message that is behind it. So thank you so much, Karen, to put it back again on perspective. And thank you again for your time and your energy and your divine work that we are you are able to share with our great and divine listeners too. So you know it's getting to the end. We have about a couple of minutes, and I really wanted to tell our listener that make a little announcement for next week. Next week, whoever you are and wherever you are, you can take your phone and call in directly and talk to me if you need to. You will have a free personal training / personal counseling in terms of your physical issue, in terms of if you have a weight issue, if you have something in terms of training, you know, physical, something you seem not to be able to get out of in terms of a yo-yo diet. Just please call in, and we'll be talking about it, and hopefully I will be trying to find those energetic components as well that is that are holding, you know, hold you back from making that step to move forward. And so that's how we're going to work next week, and hopefully you'll be all online and all ready to share your experience with myself and the world. Caroline, thank you again. Anything you want to add to tell to our listeners?
I just want to say thank you, and I wish your listeners the absolute best. And if anyone would like to email me,
yes,
I can be emailed at swtcaroline, CaryLAnne, at AOL.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call me at 757-729-2716. And I truly wish everyone the best, and thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome, Caroline. And don't forget that you can, and I really encourage all of our listeners to get a hold on those CDs and regularly practice them and practice meditation to if it's something that feels good for you guys. And if you are in the area of Virginia Beach, Norfolk, then you are very lucky in some ways, because this is where you can find Caroline, and you can see her, touch her, feel her, and get directly in contact on one-on-one with her. So don't hesitate. This is a great opportunity for you to make a step to change towards the better and a greater life. So thank you so much again, everyone. It was Conscious Fitness, Divine Body tonight, and I cannot wait to share another vision with you next week. Bye, Caroline. Bye, listeners.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Can I fly away back to yesterday, somewhere in my heart? Never be apart. Every time I try.